Native American stories also call it Sasquatch or the Hairy Man. The idea of a giant ape-like creature that hides in the woods and might be related to humans has been around for centuries. Now the internet has pushed its popularity to new heights, with sightings compiled on dozens of websites and a Sunday night cable TV show.
From Alaska to Oregon.
I do think there's a Squatch in these woods.
Finding Bigfoot.
But it's not just ratings-driven TV shows that are drawn to this material. Respected Seattle naturalist David George Gordon has written a book about Sasquatch.
Yeah, this is a field guide, you know, a guide to go out and see them, to a creature that I can't really confirm or deny its existence. So if you read the book, you'll see a lot of purportedly and supposedly and alleged.
His guidebook surveys scientific arguments for and against the existence of Sasquatch. Yes, there are scientists who actually believe in it. The first modern evidence that there might really be an ape-like creature living in the forests of the Cascade Range appeared 45 years ago. It's a grainy black-and-white film from 1967 of an alleged Bigfoot sighting at Bluff Creek in Northern California. The film has created a lot of believers. Others remain highly skeptical.
I mean, it could be anything.
Patricia Kramer is a professor of anthropology at the University of Washington.
We can't tell what it is because it's so grainy and dark. I mean, I don't know what it is.
But not all scientists so readily dismiss the possibility of a Sasquatch. Idaho State University professor Jeff Meldrum first saw the Bigfoot film when he was a kid. That planted the seed for his career in anthropology. But it wasn't until 1996 that he got really hooked. He found a fresh set of muddy tracks in the foothills of the Blue Mountains near Walla Walla. The details were astonishing.
I mean, there was no mistaking. These were either cleverly hoaxed or they were the real thing. There was no room for misinterpretation of some other animal, a bear or a human walking around barefoot.
As he made casts of the footprints and took in the dynamics of the motion that must have created them, he says the hair stood up on the back of his neck. He came to the conclusion that he was in a place where a Bigfoot had walked just that morning.
I sat there and contemplated, do I go down this path or not? But I thought, how could I walk away from this?
He had seen a colleague ostracized for researching Bigfoot, but Meldrum made up his mind to risk his career too because he was so convinced by the evidence he was seeing. Still, for skeptics like Professor Patricia Kramer, the plaster casts are just as murky as the old film footage. And as for all the reported sightings of Bigfoot every year, she thinks people just like to believe.
It's a myth. It's something interesting to talk about, you know, over a beer at the meetings or on a field trip or on a backpacking trip, like talking about werewolves and vampires out on the Olympic Peninsula, right? I mean, it's fiction.
And for writer David George Gordon, having the Sasquatch as a kind of wild man alter ego fits right into the culture of the Northwest, with all its mysterious rainforests and unexplored wilderness.
We have a real thing about the wilds, and we like to think that there's lots of stuff out there that we don't know about. So I think that's part of our mythos, that there's a whole wild ecology out there we know nothing about.
Modern science may soon be able to prove once and for all whether Bigfoot exists. A lab in Texas is working on DNA testing of alleged Sasquatch samples. But no matter what it shows, the stories of a hairy wild man hiding in the woods of the Northwest are likely to endure. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.
There were some scientists trying to figure out the Sasquatch riddle. Then they figured out it was a missing link. In search of Sasquatch, that was a kick-ass in search of, with Leonard Nimoy kicking out the jams. He captured imaginations of people all around the globe. His name was Sasquatch, so I'm told. His legend's ancient in the